WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Even though more than half of the new fall TV series already have premiered, this week marks the official start of the 1995-96 season. TV critic David Bianculli is excited about two of the new series.
Of all the new shows this year, there aren't really any sitcoms that are so good you have to watch them. But there are two dramas, and you ought to make special plans to watch or record them, because they're worth it. One is Murder One, which premieres Tuesday on ABC. The other is American Gothic, which premieres Friday on CBS. Murder One is the newest series from Stephen Bochco and Company, and essentially, it's a combination of L.A. Law, NYPD Blue, and the O.J. Simpson trial. Murder One is all about a high-profile murder case involving a celebrity suspect, in this case, a rich businessman. The series is presented from the point of view of the guy's high-priced lawyer, but the legal and police procedures are given almost equal time. The gimmick of Murder One is that the story will unfold over an entire season, like the Simpson trial. And the strength of the series is an actor named Daniel Benzali, who stars as attorney Theodore Hoffman. If you watched NYPD Blue from the start, you remember Hoffman as the tough mob lawyer, and remember what a scene stealer he was. He's just as powerful here. Listen to the way he questions his just-jailed client, played by Stanley Tucci, about the murder victim.
Were you having a sexual relationship with the girl?
She was 15 years old.
That's a plus for some people.
Not for me.
What was your relationship to Neil Avedon? Did you take drugs with him? Understand this, Richard. What you're involved in now, facts are weapons. I can be the best lawyer in the world, but if I go in unarmed, I'm gonna get my ass kicked. I'll get over that. But you'll get executed.
That's a great scene. And like the rest of Murder One, it's addictive and will leave you eager to see more. So will Friday's American Gothic, a CBS drama that comes from the improbable team of former Hardy Boys star Sean Cassidy and Evil Dead director Sam Raimi. American Gothic is as spooky as the best episodes of The X-Files, as unpredictable and original as Twin Peaks, and as hard to describe as any TV show I've ever seen. The best I can do is to say that it's kind of like a dramatic version of The Andy Griffith Show, except that in American Gothic, the sheriff has been possessed by the devil. The sheriff is played by Gary Cole, who was serious and mysterious as Jeffrey McDonald in Fatal Vision, and surprisingly funny as patriarch Mike Brady in the Brady Bunch movie. In American Gothic, he gets to use both ends of that spectrum. His character is evil and is responsible for most of the bad things that happen in his town, and yet he has a definite sense of humor about himself. If you think I'm exaggerating, or that my Andy of Mayberry parallel is stretching things, listen to what the sheriff whistles as he approaches a murder suspect's jail cell.
Happened, didn't you? You make everything happen.
It's a great joke, and Cole's character knows it's a great joke. He knows TV, and that makes this TV show very unusual. Both of these shows, American Gothic and Murder One, are ambitious and exciting. You've got to watch them, and I have a feeling you have to watch them early, because they both have tough roads ahead and may not be around for very long. Murder One definitely will finish out the season. You can't leave a TV murder trial without a verdict. But next month, it's scheduled to move from Tuesdays to Thursdays, where it'll be opposite NBC's top-rated ER. And American Gothic starts out at 10 p.m. Fridays, putting it right up against Homicide: Life on the Street. But for now, Murder One and American Gothic are the new shows to sample.
David Bianculli writes about television for the New York Daily News.